vivid recollections of your life while you were living there.
In the Hollow?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard times as far as I'm concerned?
They were hard times, weren't they?
Yes, I guess the world's run hard.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they did.
Yeah. Now, what kind of a home did you have?
Well, the house wasn't much. It was just an old shack. You know what I mean? We girls slept upstairs, and the snowflakes would come in on us and everything.
Ooh, that's cold.
Oh, well, I reckon it was cold.
Yeah. It was a log house.
Mm-hmm. Old log cabin.
Mm-hmm. How many were in your family?
It was seven children.
Seven children. You know, everybody had a lot of children, didn't they?
They don't know more of
them. No, I wish they did.
I know. I was talking about that today. I said, after a while, I was a single baby.
That's right. Did they have a lot of children, do you suppose, because they needed help on working?
I don't know. That seemed like that was the idea of the mountain people. But all we knew had good big families, large families.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaddy, years before he died, I counted about 85 or 86. I know it was about that many, and all before he died of his grandchildren.
And your granddaddy
was
who?
That was David Nicholson.
David Nicholson was your granddad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they would give each of their children some land. Was that the idea?
No. I don't know who the granddaddy never did have no land to give nobody.
No. Oh. Well, I was wondering
neither did my granddad.
Yeah. Well, then I was wondering how you got the place to put your house.
Well, they just moved in there just like her people did. They just all moved in there and just taken that land over and just lived there and wasn't bothered. I mean, they lived there until they moved out of the
park. Sure.
Well, we did move one time, though, before we got here at Madison. Mm-hmm. We moved down to Old Rag.
That was in the barn.
Was I still in the barn?
Well, of course.
Yeah, Old Rag was.
Yes, Old Rag is in the park, right.
No, all of them had large families.
Yeah. What did you raise?
We didn't raise too much of nothing because it was so rocking. Oh, you have to dig, try to get dirt to do anything with, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dad was a basket builder.
Oh, he was.
In fact, I have two brothers that does it yet all down the road.
You do? That's quite an art, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They had raised seven children doing
gosh. And where would he sell them?
Anywhere he could. Well, at that time when we lived in the park, he sold most of them to old man Wesley Jenkins. When he wouldn't take some of them up on the Skyland Drive and let we kids try to sell.
Got nothing from him. He's got nothing hard.
Mm-hmm.
35 cents or something.
Yeah. Well, now the Skyland was there then with Pollock.
That's right.
So, didn't people buy from him that came and stayed at Skyland?
Bought from Dad, you mean, the basket? We'd take baskets up there sometimes, we girls, and we'd have good luck selling to the guests, you know.
Yeah. Sure, right. I would think so.
And we sold flowers up there, and different people, my dear darling grandmother, taking berries up there and sold them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really a break, wasn't it, that Skyland was there. It helped out.
It helped a lot of people.
It did, yeah. Because once the chestnuts were gone, that was terrible, wasn't it, that chestnut light came on?
Yeah, right. You could make a living
off
of that.
Sure. Did your family do any of the peeling of the bark?
I don't know if my dad ever did. I think Mr. Dodson's folks used to do some of that, didn't they?
Well, where would he get the
timber to build the baskets with?
Yeah.
Go out and get it anywhere he could.
Well, did he have a special sort of a slicing thing to?
He'd go out, Mrs. Smith, with an axe and cut the timber down.
Yeah.
And then put it on their backs and bring it home. And when he'd get the timber home, he'd have to go to the wood pile and take the axe and another block of timber on top of the axe and burst it open bust open in pieces small enough so he could get it to then in small enough pieces to work with it by.
Wow.
But it's pretty, you know, when you give it a strip, you have a strip any size you want, didn't you? Any size you want, a strip.
When you, that, when you basket build, you always get your splits out first because you have to let those splits season before you can start building the basket with them, you know.
Oh.
And while the splits is seasoning, Dad's getting out ribs. Because those baskets have to have ribs too, you know.
Sure, yeah.
16 ribs. But I have a brother that builds a lot of those baskets yet. He sells a lot of them, but not to lend to nothing anymore. Stanley gets, I think, about $8.50 or $9 for half a bushel basket now.
That ain't much of that now.
No, indeed. It really isn't, not
just
for our
hard
hands.
Work, it's same like
that. It is hard work. It's hard work on your hands.
Mm.
You know, it's hard work.
I thought about when I looked my dear dad in the face last February, laying down in the funeral home in his casket. First time I ever seen Dad in a suit of clothes in all my life.
Mm.
We children have to pay for their funeral, too, Mom, my dad. When I looked in and seen those dear swollen hands, I said, Dad, bless your heart. You worked a minute and a many year to feed us friends or something.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Well,
and another thing, Miss Smith, we never did know what real Christmas was. Sometimes we wouldn't get an orange or a bag of candy for Christmas.
No.
Well, I tell you, finally, the city people in Cole Park, Maryland, saw our names of the mountain people on a newspaper and got it and packed up, taken up a lot of money and brought back lots and lots of clothes to we children and all, and lots of food, and finally wound up taking us down to their places for Christmas.
No.
Indeed they did. And some of the city people taking children down had their tonsils out too while they lived in Shenandoah National Park.
Oh, wasn't that nice? That was real nice.
Yeah, we had hard times back there, but thank you, good Lord, there were good days too when all the families was together.
That's it. You were also such a close group.
That's right.
How close were the homes really? Along in there.
They weren't very close.
They weren't?
No, not my thing here. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk a little ways to get to the places.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's nice. Yeah.
Have to go telling how far sometimes to get your firewood to you before you could build a fire and get warm.
Oh, yeah. True.
And I think today that's why children, so many kids get thousands of dollars put into them for Christmas and they don't really know what hard time.
That's right. Yeah. Right. About how far down the hollow were you? Halfway?
From Skyland Drive?
Yeah.
I thought we was about 4 or 5 miles, wasn't it, Miss Dodson, from Skyland Drive? Corbin Hollow.
I never really know.
Well, I'd say about 4 or 5 miles.
It was a good long walk, I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really don't know how much it was out.
We got our mail up there for years and years, and we'd walk it in.
Where did you get your mail?
Up at Skyland for years.
Up at Skyland. Did you go down to Nethers at any time?
Oh, that's where Dad sold a lot of his baskets is down there. Near Nethers. Down. Old man Weston Jenkins bought hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of regular baskets from Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then would he give him credit or would he give him money for the baskets?
He would just give Dad, figure out a certain amount of baskets he had and figure what each basket would be and then Pop would just give out when he'd get groceries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did he have to buy much? Yes, you said you couldn't grow much in your garden.
No, we never did grow it, nothing to can. No, remember around the can or nothing when I was on growing. Not a can of food like people can today.
Yeah. How about apples? Did you grow apples at all? Have any apple trees?
My dad had plenty of apple trees down there where you were, didn't they?
Yeah, but they didn't ever try to can the apples.
They dried them, didn't they?
I don't know whether Mother ever dried the apples or not. If she did, I don't remember.
You made apple butter with them, didn't you?
No, they didn't make no apple butter.
No apple butter?
Not my folks then.
You didn't have those fun of apple butter bowling parties?
No, we didn't. Not at all.
You remember those, right?
Yes, indeed, he did.
Yeah. How far did you live? Where did you live there? Where did he live there?
He lived all right, Virginia.
Where?
Oh, no.
We lived up closest to Scotty, and we did first.
Mm.
We lived about 2 miles from the half that's why I worked on.
Mm. Oh, you worked at Skyland.
Oh, wow. Oh, I worked on the years and years and years in there.
Oh, what did you do there?
I was casting.
Oh, that was a job.
I was one of them. Oh. And I worked 5 to 8 miles a day. I had to pull my mouth into it. You didn't question me much.
No, but you walked from your home to Skyland every day?
I really did all the time.
Wow, what time would you get up in the morning?
I'd get 6 o'clock and I'd get out at 8. That's where it started.
You walked fast.
Yeah, how do you think? I couldn't handle it. I can't do nothing there.
Boy, that was a long, fast walk.
And then we moved into Samuel National Park, taking over. And folks was a moving act, you know, and then we moved. Of course, the superintendent of the Shannon National Park asked for us to get out and move in another house. If somebody would move out, you know, they would charge us. Well, I did. I moved one time. And when I moved, about 4 miles farther. And you never walked to it. Walked up and down. Oh, yeah.
How did you like Pollock?
In a way, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that's all right.
Anyway, I think
no. Mm-hmm. He was a very flamboyant man, wasn't he?
Yes, he was plenty flamboyant. Didn't want to call him.
Yeah. But in a way, it was a help having him there.
It was.
Because if it hadn't been for
you
that.
You know, he's buried what they did? Cremated his body and sprinkled his ashes upon one and cliff something.
That's right. Well, so you didn't make any apple butter. Did you make any, and you didn't make any pumpkin butter then either, did you? No?
Sure, no, you're talking to her like me.
I'm talking to everybody.
No. too much talk.
No, there isn't, no. Yeah.
No, we didn't make any pumpkin butter. We didn't raise no pumpkins, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, you missed a lot of fun.
Double hard of work. It's fun doing those things, Miss Smith, but it would have been double hard of work because we girls have to get out and help to get wood in, and all Mom had to wash and iron and do all that for we children, raise us the hard way. It was hard, didn't it?
Yes, it was. It was hard, but
mothers today, if they got a couple kids, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to get things done. We wonder how our dear parents got it done, too.
Mm-hmm.
They had everything to do the hard work.
Exactly, yeah. Well, how about of an evening? What would you all do of an evening?
Sit around and talk after we got our work done, go to bed early by every night.
Mm-hmm. When you sat around and talked, did you ever tell any ghost stories or anything like that? You didn't.
It was always to talk to believe that, and I had no honor and didn't believe in things like that.
Uh-huh. Because there were some I know, and I'd love to hear one of them, but that's it.
No, we didn't talk about no ghost stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about school?
I finished the 6th grade. Well, I didn't finish that up in the mountains. I went about a year or two after I moved out of the mountains. Mm-hmm. Went about a year out here at Madison. But I just finished 6th grade.
Yeah. Oh, where was the nearest school to you?
Well, when we lived in the mountains, we had a teacher for many a year. Miss Sarsa was our teacher part of the time. We had Mrs. Mars and Miss Nita Dwyer and the Walton girls, the Walton ladies from over here, somewhere in Green County, Boone County, somewhere just down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
the little school you went to, was it?
Uh-huh. And that was down the bottom of the hollow?
No, it was up. Down the hollow.
It was up?
We had to walk up to get to school.
We had to walk for miles to get to school.
Oh, that was nice in the winter, wasn't it? Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Slipping and sliding your way up.
You wasn't that least scared. You're afraid you're going to fall when you get out of the yard, right? Mrs. Smith almost walked on ice and snow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, because the rocks were slippery and everything was slippery. Did they have school for 9 months like they do now, or was it just for a few months of the year?
I don't remember.
I
Well, because I know that they always had to bring the youngsters had to help with the harvests and all the rest of it, so they couldn't have the school there. Well, did you all raise chickens and pigs or anything like that?
We didn't. I mean, we didn't have. Dad had one pig. It's all I can ever remember in my life, but we didn't have chickens.
What?
Mama didn't have chickens. Mr. Day, he's laughing at me.
Why?
He wants to make sure I tell the truth.
Oh!
No, we didn't have no chickens. We didn't have no chickens when we lived in the house. Mother didn't. But after she moved out of the house, she loved her chickens.
Yeah.
In fact, Papa just sold her chickens just a few months or maybe 6-8 months before Mother died. She loved her chickens.
Yeah. Well, that made it really hard. You had to buy almost everything you ate, didn't you? How long would it take your father to make a basket?
Well, I reckon it'd take him a week or two to get up a whole big jack of baskets to take down to Mr. West Virginia's store.
Well, how much is a big jack of baskets?
Just as many as you can carry. Have them tied together and a big bunch of them hanging here over you and a big bunch of them on your back.
That's a lot of baskets. So he must have made at least two a day. And
my mother built baskets there. She built all the baskets.
Yeah.
So that was Mother now.
Sure, right. Oh, my heavens, yes. Well, now, how about laundry? How would you do the laundry?
Go out and carry your water, telling how far to get it to the house, and heat it on a wood stove, and put it in a big old washing tub, and get over with the scrub board, and get at it. That's how it was done.
Yeah.
That's the way everybody did it. They didn't have machines like they got now.
No.
I guess you understand that.
Of course I do. I was just...
See, we didn't have a bit of electricity, no more.
No, I know that. Yeah. Was the stream very far away?
Honest, I don't remember. Was the stream?
No.
I don't think it was too far.
No.
That's
good.
Because I was very small when I lived in the house.
What was the reaction when you heard that the park was coming in?
It was a great joy to me. I was glad to hear it. It was a rough life back then.
Yeah, right.
In fact, Mr. Pollock told me after I grew up, I worked for him out in the May too for many a year and worked in the salad bar in the kitchen for telling how many seasons. And then finally we taken over Mr. Pollock, Mrs. Enderberry and myself for a while to cook for him in the evenings. He told me if I lived down the park, he'd believe I'd know what a girl to be.
We were glad to be part taken over it because the Majors all were promised to her. She thought it was the finest thing ever happened. But they didn't hold out.
Oh no, what happened?
I'll take you home for work from you. I said, move you over here.
Uh-huh.
And the bus come around, they say, well, when the bus started, up, they would come around and tell you, sweetest mouth you ever hear in your life. They was going to take the shine and take the park over. And they want anybody, if they was able to, to donate as much as $10 to help out. Well, then for real estate, give them an acre of land. It was written in town of land. And I don't know if anybody did, but that was their, what they wanted to do. But then they said, you won't ever be bothered. We give you work like you get over. We thought it was the finest thing in the world. But that wasn't true.
So where did they settle you?
Right here.
They settled you here.
Well, this is like, but not in this house. They take my real home away from us. We had to get this house to work.
Oh.
Did you get the truth about the fall?
Sure. Well, where did they first settle you?
Right here. Up the road here.
Oh, up the road.
Yeah, up the road here.
Where are you in service?
Right here,
you
know,
this is the resettlement,
you know, this
yeah.
isn't where you in now.
These were government homes.
Yeah. Tell Mrs. Smith how many was on the property when y'all moved out. How many homes?
She didn't ask me that.
All right, how many homes were on there?
In here?
No, up in the park.
Oh, I never did.
No, in the whole resettlement. settlement here. And the
All right. How much?
16.
Really?
16.
And they all came from your hollow?
No, no. I don't think they did.
Different places. Old Rag and different places.
Well, why did they put people that knew each other near each other? Wouldn't that have made it a lot
better? Oh, they put too many in here we didn't know. We just seen them, you know. But they weren't right where we were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then there was visiting back and forth in the hollows. You got to know most of the people around fairly close.
After we moved here, yeah, I didn't know them all.
No, and you mean when you were living up there in the park?
I didn't know all of them. No, indeed.
I'll tell you, Miss Smith, they didn't do much visiting in the hollow because about all they had to do, I mean, the most important thing they had to do is to work to try to make a living.
Yeah.
And most folks we had ever seen when we was in the hollow, I mean, when we lived in the mountains, when we go on the Skyland Drive, we'd go up to Skyland to pick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Government for you, isn't it?
I was told that by a doctor before I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't you do it, Mrs. Johnson. I've never moved before to Germany. He said, they won't hold up, and that's true.
Yeah.
We were supposed to pay $9 a month for 20 years. And then after that, they give us a daytime home. I thought it was the finest thing in the world.
Sure. Right.
But you see, they never give us no papers on these things. Mm-hmm. They kept them all.
I want that to be on that tape too, Mrs. Smith. Mr. Harmon had been down the badge quite a bit here, right when he visited. It never seemed like every time he's down, I'd run into him to come there when I was there. And we little girls, when we were little, we just didn't have no money to spend. They don't have money to give us like people do today to their children.
Right.
And we'd go on that Skyline Drive with our little notes and telling the guests how poor it was. We'd write our little, well, I call them little begging notes. We'd write our little notes and go up there and give them to the guests. But the rangers wouldn't let us, if they'd catch us out, they'd drive us off the mountain. So one time, dear Mr. Harmon was down to Dad's, and I said, Mr. Harmon, when I was a little bit of girl, I said, you would order us off on that drive. I said, but we was up there trying to get us a few pennies to get some good with. Bless his heart, he just about dropped his head when I reminded him of that.
Aww.
Yes, he did. Yes,
yeah.
Sir, he did.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes, and that reminds me, they had gates. Finally, when they were building the drive.
Yeah. They finally made the gates and locked them, you know.
Yeah. So how would you get through?
Didn't have the gates then. We just had our little trails where we went up to the sky.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't no road like it is now, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. Yeah, that road had to be built, right.
That's right.
With all these children that everybody had, I do know that there were a lot of very excellent herbs that were used.
Oh, yes.
And I'm wondering if you can recall any of those herbs.
No? Ginseng was one. What name is that? Ginseng.
Ginseng.
I don't know if they used it for. I don't know. They said it, you know. Yeah. If they could find it, they'd give a little money for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so many of those herbs are now, people are finding that they were good, and that modern medicine is finally catching up with what was known at those times. And I was just wondering what you made poultices out of, if you can recall, like if somebody had a bad cold in their chest, did you make any poultices?
She can tell you from her own lips how she, through the good Lord's will, how she worked on her own soul for pneumonia.
All right. How did you do it?
I put poultices to his chest and I rubbed the cold in his chest.
How did you make the poultice?
She wanted to know what was on it, Miss Dodson.
Oh, it would be some kind of a salve or something like that, you know.
On a flannel piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, I, of course, I had the
doctor did you use?
Dr. Austin Crickerson.
He was a good doctor.
He was the one my mother had when I was born.
Indeed.
Yes, he was.
I was the only one, dear darling. Mother had a doctor. All the other people had one.
That's the way I was working in my home with my children. I tried to take care of myself. And if I could, I'd get a doctor calling me, you know.
You're right.
Sometimes it would work, but again, it won't work.
She did a good job on you, didn't she?
Yeah.
Sure. How would you get in touch with him?
First, the telephone went out down in there.
Oh, at Nethers?
No, way down. Sears, I'm above Sears somewhere. We know the woman down there.
Oh, I see.
And they put her house.
I was a long way down there. Sure.
We can do anything save life.
Of course, yeah.
Anything save life.
How about, you said you were sickly. Every spring and fall.
I always got done feeling bad virus and go around and get a cold, keeping out the whole one on.
You know, most people that were up there were pretty healthy.
They were.
Yeah. They were. They were very strong people.
They're strong now.
No, I wish we were.
In fact, I was past 15 before I come into woman. We all married.
Did you ever have any dances or anything of that kind?
No, indeed. Not around me, I'm afraid.
No.
I never wish to know.
Well, dances can be sort of fun.
It can be
that kind of fun. It can be certain. Now, to me, Mrs. Smith, since you started talking about worldliness, my Bible, I read, says, love not the world, neither the things that are in it. When you're born again and know that the Lord Jesus Christ
No, I'm not talking about a desire for it, but it's a chance for people to get together. And that's always good.
They can get together for a good deep Bible study, which will do them a lot, millions and millions time more good than that would ever do them.
That's right.
I think these dance halls and these drinking parties has caused a many decent families to separate.
Sure have. Where was your nearest church? Have the service in his own home, or did you build a church? About where was that located? Do you?
His church is an old rag, right by the top of old rag.
It was?
The foot of old rag, man. The foot.
The foot of old rag.
The rag was up, he was standing. There's two churches there.
That still was a good distance to go to church.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a problem did you make your own clothes?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
I make most of all my clothes.
Cloth wasn't as expensive then.
Oh, no, give me tailoring.
Sure.
I bought a dress for a child for less than $1 in those day and age days. Mother made all my clothes to her, too. Maybe got in touch with those city people and they bring some of my clothes to my
That is simply wonderful, those people knew about you.
Well, they were Seventh-day Adventists. I mean, I lived in Merlin 19 years and I worked in their hospital down there. That big Seventh-day Adventist hospital in Lower Eagles.
Did you?
They don't pay no money, Miss Smith. When I quit there, it was only $1.05 an hour. I started there 85 cents an hour. In the cafeteria. Worked hard, too.
One question I have wondered, what was courting like?
Courting?
Mm-hmm.
She can tell you more about that because I don't know enough to do no courting. Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Dodson, and my dear dad and my dear mother have told me that they wouldn't let them go out on dates to save their neck that day and age. What they did, they have to stay right in the house where the parents wasn't to the court.
That's the way it should be.
That's the way.
Right.
I'll have to tell you.
Not a secret. Not a secret. A young man, a young boy, had to talk. He had to talk to talk with in the presence of the whole family.
That's the way it should be.
And when company would come in, poor blessed Pop said, when company would come in, that's when he was a little boy. He said he never did talk back to his dad until he's done 21 years of age. When company would come around, Grandpa would say, that's my dad's dad, would say, now you all get back in the corner and y'all sit down and don't say anything you spoke to.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Mm-hmm.
I know people was raised right about them. Tell me anyway.
I know. They were.
The most of them had more sense than people today. You go to these schools today and you talk all kinds of unnecessarily sorry, things, if you'll accept it.
Well, the thing is that everybody was up there were not only very independent and hardworking, but they were very honest.
That's right.
There was no stealing,
no.
Nothing of that kind, ever. You all had to live together, so there was no...
In fact, the whole big community was like one big family.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, we didn't live too close to anybody like that, nobody. We didn't live everything.
Yeah.
So much of I know what about myself, they don't know me.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
No, indeed.
What was your wedding like?
Just married. Just made family married. Wait.
In your home, or did you go to the church?
No, I was married in Page County.
Oh, in Page County? Oh, where?
At the foot of a little mountain over there.
Well, there are a lot of little mountains that have a foot over there.
Yeah, but the one
we
met, I was right down in Woods County. Right on that corner of
a little church there?
A little schoolhouse.
I know where that is, yes. I know you don't, but I was just wondering, you know.
Well, being church is united together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She knows a lot. I mean, lots of people want a big church wedding, and that's cost an awful lot of money.
Oh, that's silly to spend that amount
of
money.
Well, I'm glad you feel about these things. This is, you know, the same way we do.
Well, of course. I think
those kids could put that money towards their property. Rather have a big, big wedding like that.
Of course they could. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why they do it, but they did.
Do you have a family, Miss Smith?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I have two boys. That's all I was able to have. They live out in Seattle, Washington.
Oh yeah, you did say it.
Yeah, which is mighty far away. But we keep in close touch all the time.
Oh, it takes hours to fly out there for plane. No.
Money.
Yeah,
well,
Monday,
hours,
Miss Smith,
I know that. I get, at least one letter a week. So, that's close.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about the school, when you went to school? Did you go for 6 years, or how long, Miss Dodson?
Hardly
any. It was too far away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Did you two live fairly close to each other?
Well, not too far
away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3 or 4 miles apart. It wasn't that far.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's great. Can you think of anything else? Well, you have been. You've been very sure of it, yeah. And you can't recall any of the things that, by the way, one thing I want to ask. Music. Was there ever any music?
No, I mean, not in our home. It wasn't. Only one that here in Lokio been in music, if that's what you're talking about up on the mountain. Mr. Falk had music most of the time.
Yeah.
When he rung it
like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody in your family played the fiddle.
Oh, okay.
Because there were some very good fiddlers that lived in the mountains. And some nice banjos that were made in there, too.
My husband used to have a banjo. Little banjo. And you die.
Really?
He's had
it. Yeah, you've had a fiddle? You don't have it now. Uh-oh, I'd have loved to have heard it. It would have been great to hear you play it. What tunes did you play? Well, can you all think of anything else? It's hard for me to know what to ask you. You're the ones that know.
Know much of that?
No, yes, you do. You've told us an awful lot. I mean, I'd like to know anything more that you can think of.
This will be, Mrs. Smith, will this go on screen and be taught in schools too?
Mm-hmm. Will that be shown in pictures? Mm-hmm. Screen enough? Mm-hmm. You can anyone come and want to.
Hear the tape.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is good, because grandchildren may want to know the true story. This gives them the chance to go and hear it or read the transcript of it. And that's why anything that you can recall will be there as a permanent history for the park and for any of your relatives come in here.
They don't want to hear it on this side, do you?
They don't want to hear what?
The park. The park don't want to hear it that way. How they done?
Yes, they do. Yes, they
well,
do.
They know about that. That can't be.
Well, actually, I believe it was the government that ended up by doing that, wasn't it?
Well, it could be. We were told.
See, the park and the government's not all yoked up together, are they, Miss Smith?
No, they're not.
Oh, well, I see. Uh-huh.
No, they're not. And I believe the Department of Interior is the one that pulled this on you. I'm positive it was not the park.
It was a head government.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Department of the Interior.
Yeah. I think one of these running is a lady head home to come around and tell us that this thing that we talked about. She's inspired to me. Did you ever know Miss Pat?
Was your father able to continue making baskets when you came down here?
Oh, he made hundreds of dollars worth of baskets.
How would he get the wood?
He'd have to go out and buy them one day. They have to give a dollar stick to that white over there. And back when darling Dad died, he'd gotten out a whole lot of little splits for some of these two baskets. Maybe about a gallon of quart baskets. And splits and reeds.
What was her name?
2 years for mother, Miss Smith. Excuse me. 2 years for mother in September, because my dear husband died before my mother did. It'd be 3 years for him in July. Mm.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Corbett.
Corbett. Okay. Now it makes sense. Yeah. Did you know George Corp?
Well, he married one of my daddy's sisters for his first wife.
He did.
Uncle George.
Yeah.
He's been real sick.
Yeah, he's got cancer.
I heard he had.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad they said.
First cousin.
Oh, he is? Mm-hmm. In Luray.
What, his son, one of his sons?
Yes. Virgil. He lives with Virgil.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Though he's in the hospital now.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he very ill?
He has cancer of the stomach. Yeah. So, but all your family sort of scattered then, didn't they? All scattered away.
I mentioned Uncle Bailey a while ago as a minister. Now he was my grandfather. That was my mother's father. Eliza Jefferson, he was her brother. My grandmother's brother, Uncle Bailey, that was a preacher.
Okay, well, you have really given. I'm going to ask the question again. All right, was there any story handed down in your family as to where your family came from?
I was told that on Mom's side and Dad's side, they always told me the Cape of New England. That their parents and my mother's parents, great-grandparents and all.
Don't you wonder what made them come there, to these mountains?
Yes, I do.
Could it have been drawn to the beauty of those mountains that made it first go there?
Might have been Mr. Smith, that's been a man many years ago.
Right. You don't know what year they came?
No, I sure don't.
Okay. All right.